with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still silence.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. Today is episode 35, and the title of today's show is Global Disaster, A Shot in the Dark. I'm very eager to get the topic out today. This is something I believe that is affecting this planet in a huge fashion, and being so well hidden, it's insane. I do have my intro, which I usually go through each time I start a show up, and even that's going to be cut short today. I will take calls after the half-hour point. I do have a lot of information, but if you wish to call in, I will make time to answer your questions or address your points. So here we go. First thing I need to tell everybody is that TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest website, which I'm sure you all know by now is tlbtalk.com. It's a social media website that allows you to say what needs to be said. Please go there, make yourself a profile, start a group, start a page, say the things you know that need to be said and you can't say anywhere else. Also, I would like to, as usual, say thanks to RBN. Please donate to this platform if you can. They're a great platform. They allow me to say the things that just about no other radio platform would allow me to say. And gee, that just happens to be the truth. I also want to say thank you to Sam. Sam is the producer. He does a great job. He's the reason you can hear me when I holler and when I whisper. Thanks again, Sam. And also to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show every Thursday and hosts my new show. Well, it's not actually a new show anymore, but my other show with my co-host Stephen Roberts, which is Eagle's Eye Report, every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central, and that's on Shake and Wake Radio. Annie, who owns and runs Shake and Wake Radio, is also a huge fan, listen to me now, of RBN, and always has been. So you can see where the connections are here. I will state that the message I bring to you today, he's saying it again, is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of action or the course we're being dragged down. I would also like to tell you again that links to everything I will be discussing today will be in an article that is published every Monday, the day after I do this show, on thelibertybeacon.com, and that is TLB Talk Radio, and you'll find it in the slideshow. Just click on the slide. It'll take you right to the article. You can read all of the associated articles, find out where I got every bit of the information that you have listened to, as well as listen to the show again. The first portion of this show today is based on an article I wrote, and that is, well, there are four vital videos in that article. Some of them I will be referring to today. When you go tomorrow to that article that is on TLB, the main website, thelibertybeacon.com, when you go to that article and open it up, you will find these four videos at the bottom. Believe me, they are worth your time. They have vital information. Do me a favor, strap your seatbelt before you start watching. Some of the information you're going to hear is literally going to make the hair stand up on your head. Not a joke, not a guess. Okay? The name of the article that I wrote that the first portion of today's show is based on is Genocide by Any Other Name is Still ... You fill in the blanks, okay? So, let's slide into this because I want to get as much of this done prior to the half-hour break. So if there are any calls, I will have some extra time to take them and to spend some time with you. If there aren't, believe me, I've got plenty I can say. Roger is never at a loss for words. So here we go. And again, this is based on the article I wrote recently called Genocide by Any Other Name is Still... dot, dot, dot. I've spent about 30 years either in or working for the U.S. military. I worked for Raytheon Services Company facilitating DOD contracts after 8 years in the military. And this was all to do with leading edge technology. That was my main focus. No, that's not medical technology, but how you learn, how you research, and how you arrive at assumptions and conclusions is a similar fashion, no matter which branch of science you are in, or research you are in, or technology you are in. The processes for finding answers or for going from assumptions to answers is still the same. So you get to a point where you can see how things are done and you can picture the way answers were arrived at. What we will discuss today pushes the boundaries of what many are willing to even believe today. But it is all possible and very doable and more with the state of today's biomedical technology. This isn't a guess, this is a fact. This is something I personally believe with total confidence due to the massive amount of vaccine research I have burned through over the years. Roger has written hundreds, researched and written hundreds of vaccine-related articles and done podcast or live radio shows, hundreds of them over the last decade, with vaccines being the topic. Okay, I've burned through a lot of this over the years, and that scares the hell out of me. What I'm seeing today literally scares the hell out of me. So let's dive into a topic that is broaching more and more people's mindset every single day. Something scary even for those who are at least somewhat familiar with the topic we're about to plow into. The first thing I want to do is, most of you out there, when somebody says vaccine, yeah, okay, yeah, I get a shot for the mumps and that means I'm not going to get the mumps. But are you familiar with how it qualifies as a vaccine, what it takes to qualify as a vaccine, and what procedures would cause it to fail as a vaccine? So let's go over a few basics, okay? Over the last few decades, as I've said, I have personally researched and written hundreds of vaccine-related articles and done hundreds of shows. This said, I am not a novice on the subject, far from it. One thing that remained a constant throughout this entire time is the definition of a vaccine. What makes a vaccine a vaccine? How do you define a vaccine? In order for a pharma product to qualify as a vaccine, it must accomplish the following via acquired immunity from said injection. It must, one, keep your body from allowing a specific virus into your body. Two, it thus must keep, it keeps your body from storing that virus. If it can't get into your body, your body can't store it. And number three, this negates any chance of your body transmitting said virus from you to anybody else. So it keeps your body from getting it. Thus, it keeps your body from storing it. Thus, it keeps you from transmitting it. These are the three basic prerequisites of a vaccine. Okay? Now, overall, what they do is they inject you with a controlled amount of a specific virus, which allows the body to build up immunity, basically an army of antibodies. So if that virus ever tries to enter your body again, those soldiers are called up. But at that point, these three prerequisites determine the effectiveness or the success of a vaccine. Keep your body from getting that virus. Keep your body from storing that virus. Keep your body from transmitting that virus. Today, we're living in a global population that is now more heavily vaccinated than at any point in human history. And a vast majority of this is directly due to the COVID vaccines. COVID vaccines have been administered across the entire planet. This planet has never been as vaccinated as we see it today. And that was intentional. Yet today, a vast majority of those filling our hospitals and dying from supposed COVID are fully vaccinated. With the least likely to die being the unvaccinated portion of humanity. Listen to me, I'm going to say that again. Today, a vast majority of those filling our hospitals and dying from supposed COVID are fully vaccinated, with the least likely to die being from the unvaccinated portion of humanity. How's that even possible? That's your first red flag. Remember that. Red flag number one. How is it possible that the majority of individuals dying from quote-unquote COVID are fully vaccinated, and those who are dying the least, and hardly any at all, are the unvaccinated? Red flag number one. Let's go to the next point. Now, we are also aware that the virus is not kept from entering the body, nor is the body prevented from basically storing the virus, even with multiple shots and boosters. How's that possible? Second red flag. Okay, let's go to the next point. And finally, we are now aware that even though you are fully vaccinated until they tell you you need another booster, you are still capable of transmitting the virus. Once more, how the heck is that possible? Will someone please, that's your third red flag, by the way. Will someone please explain to me just how this pharma jab even remotely qualifies as a vaccine? Something that facilitated mandated vaccinations across the planet, which is how I opened this. There's your fourth red flag. I have known, having written hundreds, you think Roger's exaggerating? He never does. Go to thelibertybeacon.com, go up to the search bar, type in Roger Landry, hit enter, count the number of vaccine-related articles that are listed in front of you. It is hundreds. And in that, you will find recorded shows or articles I write, because every time I do a show, I write an article the next day about that show. Hundreds of articles, hundreds of shows on this topic. I'm looking at what defines a vaccine. It causes immunity. It keeps your body from getting a virus. It keeps your body from storing a virus. It keeps you from transmitting a virus. None of this is happening. None of it. You're not getting immunity. Your body is getting the virus. Your body is storing the virus. You are still contagious. So nothing, absolutely nothing that I have used as a premise, that I have used as a starting point in hundreds, if not over 1,000 articles and shows, is true here. It's true anymore. The entire definition of what is and how does a vaccine work has been totally changed to what? It will make you feel a little less bad when you get it. This is the only claim to fame that the vaccine for COVID-19 has. The only claim to fame it has, and why you have to continually get more and more and more boosters, is so you don't feel as bad when you've got COVID. Fauci got COVID. Was he vaccinated? We told us he was. Biden got COVID. Was he vaccinated? We told us he was. Jill Biden got, you know, COVID. Is she vaccinated? We were told she was. And I could go on and on and on. These are the people that told you that you are mandated to get a vaccine. You have to get it, because if you don't, you are a danger to the people around you, because you will transmit a virus. We just got done telling you that Fauci had COVID. Well, my God, isn't he one of the people that told you if you get this vaccine, it's 100% effective, you will never get COVID? How the hell did he get COVID? How did just about everybody who has been slamming you upside the head with this for 2 years, how did they end up with COVID? They've all been vaccinated once, twice, one booster, two boosters, three boosters, every single one of them. But yet, they all got COVID. Yeah. To say the mRNA vaccine, not, or a recent product, something of about the past 2 years, is wrong. When they tell you that this was brand new and it had to be rushed to the market because all these people were going to die, there's abundant proof of research ongoing for over a decade on mRNA vaccines. Over a decade before any of this ever happened. But you weren't told that. You were told it was brand new, it was experimental, and everybody had to take it to save the world. So, if this is not a new concept, and human reaction to it is something that actually has some history, why are we just finding out about the absolute massive failures of this jab, and what it presents to the supposed most deadly global pandemic bull in human history? Absolute crap. Why would these pharma companies convince the FDA and the CDC, thank God the court blew it out of the water, to hold back vaccine trial documents containing proof of thousands of dangerous and deadly vaccine side effects? For 75 years, they wanted to keep that information from you and I. 75 years, they wanted to keep you from knowing the thousands of dangerous and deadly vaccine side effects. I have a complete list of all of them. Do I know this to be true? Yeah, I do. But they wanted to keep that from you for 75 years. What ever happened to my body, my choice? Whatever happened to informed consent? So in other words, we know something has the ability to kill a lot of people, but we're going to mandate you to take it, and we're going to hide all of the information that proves to you beyond a shadow of a doubt this could kill you. That's what you're living through, people. And luckily, a majority of us are on the other end, but that doesn't mean with flu season coming, well, we'll get to that. So, again, why would the big pharma companies convince the FDA and the CDC to attempt to hold back vaccine trial documents with proof of thousands of dangerous and deadly vaccine side effects for 75 years? Could the wealthiest and most powerful entities on the planet, big pharma, be that stupid? Or prone to this kind of massive failure? Methinks not. So let me ask you a few questions. Why are many hundreds of thousands, some put estimates at slightly over a million, of Americans dropping dead as a result of life-saving vaccines? Not a joke, a fact. A fact they're keeping from you. Why are excess deaths skyrocketing in every highly vaccinated country across the globe? Again, this is all in the videos you will find in that article embedded with this show tomorrow. Why are young children suffering or dropping dead from heart issues never seen at this level in the history of humanity? Why is fertility due to one mechanism or another dropping off the cliff globally? Why are morticians finding massive clots in the bodies of many fully vaccinated corpses? Some of these clots up to 3 feet long. Why are so many fully vaccinated people suffering extreme heart conditions such as myocarditis and other severe disabilities globally? Why are miscarriages, fetal deaths, and stillbirths soaring in the vaccinated? Why are researchers warning that these jabs can alter our DNA, this prospect is absolutely terrifying. This is mind-bending. Why is this being hidden from all of us as it ramps up out of control? And it is, and it's being hidden from you. Please watch the videos that are embedded with this article tomorrow on thelibertybeacon.com. These videos will drag you to the ground. You will be shaking your head for a week. YR, YR, YR. I got a million more YRs. I don't have the time for them. Let's talk about the new boosters, okay? The brand new one they're kicking out now. This new booster didn't undergo any additional testing whatsoever, okay, on humans. None. What it did do is it went through some mouse testing and very little bit of that. Considering the multitude of disasters related to the original COVID-19 shots, the fact that the new reformulated boosters won't require any additional testing, reformulated, no human testing. Does that make sense to anybody? That's freaking insane. The FDA has decided to permit, just to permit, okay, you can do it, makers to reformulate their COVID-19 shots without additional testing going forward. Pfizer's bivalent booster for Omicron variants BA4 and BA5 was tested on a total of 8 mice and was only accomplished to check antibody levels. Moderna used mice as well to check on antibody responses, but didn't disclose the number of mice used in the process. This is the complete extent to which the shots, these new shots, were tested. The original COVID-19 jabs have proven to be the most dangerous pharmaceuticals ever used on the public. Not a joke, a fact. And the newest boosters may prove to be even more dangerous, but how would we know? No human testing. Zero. Zilch. Nothing. And they're based already on the most deadly pharmaceutical product ever used by humanity. These boosters work by imprinting your immune system to respond only to the antigen in the shot, which simultaneously impairs your immune system, making it less capable of protecting you from other pathogens or viruses. This is how they work. Another term for this process is organic antigenetic sin. That's a fact. This pretty much explains why those who have received the shot are getting infected and sicker than those who will not take the shot. There's a PhD named Toby Roberts. He predicts we will be faced with a winter of severe illness and death among those who have gotten the jabs. All the rest of us can do is stand back, avoid the shots at all costs, and let the mainstream system self-destruct. Hopefully he's correct in his other prediction, which is that a vast majority of Americans will outright reject these boosters. Okay. That's not a joke. That's a fact. Let's go over one more small section, and then we'll probably be ready for a break. Okay. But, and this is something else that I have written. But what if their true intentions has nothing to do with a faux pandemic? Could they be this stupid? Could they be this ineffective? Could they be killing this many people and nobody's going, oops? Could they be? Could they be? What if, in fact, these jabs are geared to something totally unrelated to a pandemic? What if they're geared to global genocide? How else could you possibly explain the estimates that range, listen to me, from 5 on the low end to 12 million deaths globally that are already tied in some fashion to these jabs, and that number is growing rapidly daily? This isn't me saying this. This is researchers. The most cautious are saying 5 million. The ones really digging in and adding all the numbers up are saying as many as 12 million, and that's just starting, they're saying. And in many cases, people are still being forced or coerced into taking these jabs. Yet, listen to me, folks, when the H1N1 vaccine in the mid-1970s in America caused 35 deaths, it was immediately removed from the market as being too dangerous to the public. That's 35 deaths as compared to somewhere between 5 and 12 million. Fall is knocking on the door, and flu season is always its yearly companion. I will all but guarantee there will be another massive push to get billions more vaccinated or revaccinated via another faux pandemic emergency or a supposed resurgence of the COVID scandemic. And these now seriously under-tested jabs will once again be mandated at any level possible. So, H.G. Wells, move the hell aside, because reality may be far more mind-bending now than science fiction ever was. Okay, that's my written presentation. So, yes, I will have space on the other end of these commercials and this break to take questions, again, or calls. But again, listen to me. I always have things I can say. So if I get no calls, that doesn't mean you won't get information. What I have just told you is, globally, we're talking about, at a minimum, 5 million deaths. At a maximum, 12 million plus. And what we are also talking about is that the side effects are not immediate. Some of these side effects may take 2 months. Some may take 6 months. Some may take a year. There are scientists stating that the worst is yet to come. If there are, let's back off from 12 a little bit. If there are 10 million dead now, how many will there be in another year? And if we go through another resurgence due to flu season, if we are told that's another deadly pandemic killing off all of the planet and everybody is mandated to get vaccinated or you can't go to work, you can't go to church, you can't go to school, you can't go. And how many more will we add to that list? This is the biggest kill off of humanity we have ever seen with any pharmaceutical product. As a matter of fact, I would tell you it has caused more deaths than every other vaccine throughout all of history combined. And it's just getting started. The reason why you don't hear anything about it anymore, the reason why everything else is dragging your attention away, is door number one, door number two, and door number three. And on the other side of this break, we will talk about the distractions. There are two things you need to be distracted from right now: the die-off going on across the planet and the economic collapse that is going on across the planet. And what they need you to do is to focus on anything but that. And it's working pretty well, isn't it? How many disasters have they thrown in your face in the last year? Let's talk about the southern border. Let's talk about fuel prices. Let's talk about food scarcity. Let's talk about what's happening in our schools. Let's talk about. And all of these are happening simultaneously. And if anybody thinks that those are natural occurrences, you are a blithering idiot. These are distractions from what? A global economic collapse and a die-off. We'll be back.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
follow. And for anybody who thinks that Roger's the only one who knows how to scream, again, I just want people to understand why I picked that song. Again, I strongly suggest that you download the words. It doesn't matter which version you care for, this metal version or the version by Simon and Garfunkel, and there's others out there. It's the words that mean the most, and it is very prophetic, and it was written when I was a kid, and I'm 68 years old. What did Simon and Garfunkel know that we didn't know? Okay. So what I want to tell everybody here is the first half of the show, I put out some information that should have y'all scratching your head. Okay? I told you, and this is an absolute fact, okay, that in the 70s, 80s, the 90s, the early 20s, or 2000s, if you had a vaccine that killed anywhere or close to 50 people, even at 35, it was sending up huge warning signs to the CDC, the FDA, and these products were pulled off the market as being too dangerous. If you listen to the most conservative of individuals who have done the research, they will tell you, and again, please look at the videos that will be in this article that I went through in the first half of the show, the article that I have written. I embedded four videos in there. A couple of them are over an hour long. Is it worth your time? I would say it sure as the hell is. But if you understand that a government figured that 35 deaths was too much to keep a vaccine on the market, yet if you go with the most conservative of individuals, they will tell you that their research is showing that at least 300,000 deaths have already happened in the United States as a result of the COVID jabs. If you go with other individuals who know how to push through the excuses and the lies that hospitals are telling in order to rake in huge dollars from the government, not joking, an absolute fact. And you go to the morticians who are finding bodies that have blood clots in them that are up to 3 feet long. Not a joke. Gee, what do you think this person died from? If you add those all up, you have individuals that are telling you that the amount of people who have actually passed away as a result of or because of these jabs easily crosses a million. Now, let me ask you a question. In 20-something years, what has happened to this country, and I'm talking about our supposed leaders, our supposed directors of places like, I don't know, the FDA and the CDC, where the value of life has fallen so drastically that when 35 deaths occurred, you pulled a vaccine off the market. But even if we use the low end, 300,000 deaths have been caused, and you're still being mandated to take a vaccine or coerced into it. All right, I'm going to stop right there at that point. I've got more to say, but I would like to hear what James in Vancouver has to say. How are you today, James?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Landry. It's been about 35 weeks since we talked.
And, it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, I heard your the beginning of your show, and of course the question is, well, nobody's gone to jail yet, have they?
That's why I miss you, James. I do.
Well, nobody's gone to jail yet, and now I can tell you, when the flu shots come for this flu season, it ain't going to be a normal flu shot.
I agree.
It's going to be,
mRNA spike her. Shot.
Yeah, they're going to spike her up with a little, like spike in the punch.
Yep.
Now, they got away with that, obviously, and it was done like a military op, which it probably, I think it's a military op. Now, here's the question I have for you. What's the next trick they're going to pull besides the vaccines, which aren't vaccines?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that the vaccines are going to accomplish exactly what they're intended to accomplish. And James, right, you asked the perfect questions, okay? What we are going to see is an exaggerated flu season, whereby they're going to blame a lot of this on the actual resurgence of COVID. We are going to see vaccine mandates cycled back into place, or we're going to see vaccine coercion at the same level we saw it at last year. We are going to see people that can't go to school, as I said just before the break, people that can't go to work, people that can't go to school, people that can't go to church, and people will be forced to go in. And if they say, I'm already vaccinated, what they will be told is, but you haven't gotten this vaccine, which is another brilliant point you brought up. But what did I say before the break, James? I said this. The new vaccines, the new boosters they have, which you can bet will be used during flu season, they were tested on 8 mice. That's it.
Right.
No human testing whatsoever. And the FDA and the CDC have given Big Pharma permission to reformulate their shots as they feel is necessary with zero human testing. So what's going to happen? To answer your question, what's going to happen is that the vaccines are going to ramp up all across the planet again. What we've only seen about 5% of the repercussions of the original round of vaccines. And the other thing that's going to happen to, I guess, go up to parallel all of this is a global economic collapse.
Right. And people, to my mind, are still like deer in the headlights.
Yes.
They just don't get it. They're, you know, you could draw, well, you know, which is, I want to just do one more point and then I'm going to let you go, is you have a background, I think, in nuclear war. And now with what's going on in the Ukraine, do you think there's a chance that they're actually going to try that trick?
I would tell you right now that I really don't think that there is going to be a nuclear exchange. I don't even think on a limited fashion. For the very simple reason, that would trigger global retaliation. And if you have even the elites lose out because you end up with a planet that's pretty much unlivable, and that they don't want.
Right. Well, anyway, thank you for that. You made my day, and now I'm going to get off, and I'm going to keep listening. So thanks again.
You need to call in more often, James, because every time you do, we have one hell of a conversation. We do.
Yeah, we do. We do. All right.
Thank
you. You take care now. Bye.
Yep. Excuse me for the cost, but everybody seems to, if you just remember that I'm constantly coughing once I don't do it before the shows. It's almost like it's psychosomatic. Yeah, I said that wrong intentionally. All right. James is appreciated. And yes, I do remember the other conversations I've had with James. And they're always good because this is a guy who obviously has done his homework as well. So just before we started talking with James, what we were talking about was a government that has decided that stopping a pharmaceutical product that has killed 35 people is no longer, I don't know, it's no longer necessary. And now that we're over 1 million in the United States and could be well over 12 million, and I would say it's probably closer to 15 million across the globe, we can still keep doing this. Not only that, but we can take a vaccine that we already know is the most problematic pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity. Not a joke, not a guess, not an exaggeration, an absolute fact. I dare anybody listening to this to find any pharmaceutical product in the history of mankind that even comes close to the death toll, whether you're taking the high number or the low number. Okay? We're looking at a government that has decided that 12 million people, no problem. And now we're going to give people a vaccine that is based on the original, which was already a huge disaster, a freaking disaster beyond anything humanity has ever seen. We're going to allow the pharmaceutical companies to reformulate it to make it bigger, badder, better, faster, test it on a couple of mice just to make sure that what they need transferred from this vaccine to your body is done with zero human testing and put it into your body. Why? Why? Does that make sense to anybody listening? I'm going to tell you, having done hundreds, well over 1,000, if you consider the shows and the articles I've written, again, not an exaggeration, go to the Liberty Beacon, put my name in, hit enter. Having done all of this research on these, let me ask you a question. Why all of a sudden would the government go from 35 deaths to millions, but yet they're still going to coerce you into taking this? This is the point I was getting at. If you stop to consider, prior to the mRNA vaccines, getting a vaccine approved for use on humanity could take up to 10 years and required animal testing and required people testing and required testing and required approval mechanisms through multiple government agencies and required, if you got it done really quick, it was 6 or 7 years. If it was normal, it was about a decade. But now they're going to take the most unsuccessful vaccine ever used on humanity and the one used on more of humanity than all of the rest of them combined. They're going to take this and they're going to say to Big Pharma, who has a record for screwing up like you wouldn't believe, unless it's done intentionally, then it's not screwing up, and tell them, you go ahead and make the modifications you think you need to do. You reformulate it as you feel it should be and test it on about 6 or 8 mice. And you go out and you start jabbing humanity with it. Are you freaking kidding me? What I just told you could probably be done in a month or two. Not 10 years. Not with how many approval processes? Not with absolute proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that the repercussions or the side effects were minimal at best? How many of you out there remember Roger doing a show about the thousands of side effects on the mRNA vaccines that Pfizer wanted the CDC and the FDA to keep from you and I? And I mentioned this in my article in the first part of the show. They wanted to keep that information from you and I for 75 years. Why? Let me explain that to you. If there is a side effect that affects the heart, oh, gee, how many people are dying from heart issues immediately following the jab? There, in the first video on that article that will be embedded with this show tomorrow, you will literally watch a lot of people there on video that had just been vaccinated, either on the sports field, in the newsroom, at work, riding a bike down the street, literally dropped dead on the spot. You will see this. It is videoed. And you will see a lot of them. Not one or two. Does that make sense to anybody? But hey, there's nothing wrong with these vaccines. They're perfect. They're, as Fauci said, they're 100%. They're 100%. They work at 100% efficiency. But wait a minute. He got fully vaccinated and he got COVID. He stood up in front of the entire country and said, if you get this vaccine, you never have to worry about getting COVID. but he got COVID. Hmm. Biden said the same thing. He got COVID. Hmm. Harris said the same thing. Jill Biden said the same thing. And we could go on and on. They all got COVID. Why are we talking about a vaccine as being so brutal and so destructive to humanity when, in fact, I'm one of the very few people you're hearing this from? It's not on the news every day. It should be. It's not supplanting the what's happening at the southern border. It should be. It's not supplanting what's happening to the food chain. It should be. It's not supplanting what's happening to our military. It should be. Well, it's part of what's happening to our military. It's not supplanting, and I could go on and on. But because of all of these things that are happening, the last thing, two things you are paying attention to, and we'll get a little bit off track here, are the vaccines and the global economy. How many people are aware in the United States that the cost of living is skyrocketing? That inflation, regardless of what you're being told, is not 8-point-something percent. It's at least 15%. They don't compute it the same way they did 20 years ago or when several other presidents like Jimmy Carter had high inflation. Totally different way of, I don't know, we've had two quarters where the GDP has dropped, but we're being told we're not in a recession. We're about to have the numbers for a third quarter, which are going to show it dropped. But we're going to be told we're not in a recession. So when they tell you we've got 8% inflation or 8.3%, that's bullcrap. It's at least 15%. There are some who say it could be approaching 20%. During the Great Depression, the height, okay, of inflation was 23%. That's not far off. The two things that are necessary to bring in global governance and have a controllable population on this planet. And here goes Roger. Here comes the conspiracy hat out like you wouldn't believe, and most of you aren't going to believe this, but you know what? Every single day you're getting closer and closer to the point where you don't have any choice but to believe what I say. And I'm far from stupid, I'm far from ignorant, and I never exaggerate. The two things you need to bring in global governance, undisputed, not pushed back against global governance, is a global economic collapse and a massive reduction in population. You are looking at a global economic situation today that is unprecedented in the entire history of humanity. We have banks that are failing everywhere. We have companies that are literally, look at what's happening to the stock exchange. Look at what the Fed is having to do. Look at the lies you're being told about inflation. Joe Bob saying, we only went up by just an inch because it went from 8.2 to 8.3%. That's only an inch. What you need to control this planet, which is exactly what is intended and has been in the works for almost 50 years and in overdrive for the last decade, what you need is to destroy the global economy and to eliminate a sizable portion of humanity. And the reasons for that are when the economy goes down, a global government like the World Economic Forum and the UN will stick their hand out and say, take my hand. Let me help you up. It won't be as good as it used to be, but it'll be better than what it is right now. And just about everybody left will have no choice but to take that if they wish to have any life whatsoever. That's one. That's the economic situation. The amount of people on the planet, you cannot control from one point on this globe, 8 billion people. You can't do it. 1 billion? Yes. 2 billion? Maybe. 2.5 billion? That's kind of pushing it. The two biggest factors that are necessary today for the elitist globalists to have exactly what they've been pushing for, and the Liberty Beacon has been publishing stuff about for over 10 years, is a global economic collapse and an elimination of at least 60 to 70%. Some are saying as high as 90% of the global population. You are seeing both of them happening right now. Why are there so many disasters going on all around us, all simultaneously? Why did the price of fuel skyrocket the day he took office? Why has the border been intentionally left open, even though it's destroying America? Why is our school system to the point where trans people can go in and literally teach our young children, 7, 8, 9 years old, pornography, and the parents can't say anything about it? Everything you're looking at is a major distraction. All of it. Is there a president with a mind alive that would do that to his country, that would permit all of this to happen to his country, unless there was a mechanism above him controlling him? And why do you think Joe Bob had to be the president? Why was Trump in a position where they absolutely could not afford to have him for another 4 years? Joe Bob will do anything he's told. He's compromised. That's not a joke. That's a fact. That's a proven fact. He's compromised. He will do anything he's told to do. He's the perfect puppet. There is nobody better to be the president of the United States when you need to destroy the United States and kill off a large portion of humanity. There's nobody better. Joe Bob's the man. So if anybody feels that Joe Bob is good for nothing, you're absolutely wrong. He is the 100% perfect entity to be sitting in the White House right now to bring a 50-year plan of global elitists to take the entire planet under one rule. But in order to do that, they needed to get rid of a bunch of us and collapse the global economy. Anybody who can look around you today and tell me that neither of these is happening, you are blind. Or the rock you're living under is shielding you better than anything I've ever seen. We'll talk again next week, and thank you for listening.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.